Now for All Tech Considered. All this month, we're looking at the growing role of social media influencers in our economy. Brands are expected to spend up to $10 billion on influencer-related marketing by next year. There is, though, a growing backlash. NPR's Julie McCarthy takes us to the eye of the storm, the White Banana Bar, on an idyllic island in the Philippines.
With its gin-lined shelves, beanbags, and barefoot surfers, the White Banana Bar overlooks the Pacific. Italian Gianluca Casaccia, owner and manager of this hipster watering hole, Coombe Guesthouse, made a splash when he denounced proposals he'd received like this one.
Hi, I'm coming with my girlfriend and a friend the 23rd to the 27th of July. We will need 3 rooms, food, accommodation for 3 days, and I put you in 2 stories and 2 posts.
Such entitled-sounding inquiries landing in his email drove Casaccia to Facebook to post, "No more collaborations with self-proclaimed influencers." It went on.
"And we would like to suggest for them to try another way to eat, drink, or sleep for free. Or try to actually work."
That was heat number 2 of the airborne competition. Coming up next, heat number 3.
Casaccia touched a nerve on the teardrop-shaped island of Siargao, fabled for its surfing. Mayan Benedicto leans on the railing of the Cloud 9 viewing pier and soaks up a recent Sunday competition.
Surfers in 3, 2, 1.
A travel and food blogger with more than 11,000 Instagram followers, Benedicto says she's in the industry, not for a glamorous lifestyle, but to share her love of travel.
"Because I want to encourage Filipinos to travel, I post a lot on Facebook. Both Instagram and Facebook, I have people messaging me, being inspired by my photos and inspired by my travels, and that's already enough for me."
Unlike the people who emailed Casaccia, she says her policy is no freebies.
"Because then there's this idea that they have control of what you say, or you're pressured to say what they want you to say, and I don't believe in that."
As repairmen hammer a new roof onto a lodging along a cafe and resort-lined strip of Siargao, Mark Roa, part owner, waves us in. A travel blogger and island tour operator, Roa says he's not surprised that bar owner Casaccia's Facebook post elicited 14,000 likes. He liked it too, but says the influencer community was stung by the bar's approach.
"They were trying to generalize that influencers are like the cancer of social media. They're like the..." That's how it sounded. But the influencers and business entities can actually work harmoniously.
45-year-old Anton Diaz is among the leading social media authorities on food and travel in the Philippines. He rejects the label influencer, mostly because of the bad connotations. Diaz pioneered travel blogging here 14 years ago, and his site, Our Awesome Planet, is comprehensive, chock-a-block with photos and information.
"It's now considered as a long-form narrative.
And today, international brands come to him. National Geographic commissioned Diaz last year to provide a content campaign for their cruise through the Galapagos. The secret to his success?
"The main secret really here is you have to know your audience."
Diaz produces content for 4 different audiences: the Gen X, millennials, the youngest Z generation, and active seniors. Gianluca Casaccia says he'd consider collaborating with influencers who produce quality content. He's even memorialized the industry at his White Banana Bar.
"We made a cocktail of a quality influencer. So now he's one of the best sellers. It's very good, actually."
An ounce of bourbon, a splash of chinar, a bitter digestif, and wild honey, a bestseller. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Siargao.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from C3.ai. C3.ai's software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at C3.ai. And from Ultimate Software, dedicated to putting people first, with solutions for HR, payroll, and talent management. Learn more at ultimatesoftware.com.